You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Hey, brother.
Good morning, Odd.
How are you?
I got a little pain in my gut area today. Hopefully it's not serious.
Well,
I know. I don't know if it's coronavirus eating me from the inside out.
This Dr. Todd is here in the house.
Uncle Todd
is canceled. So now I have...
You have what?
Has been canceled, obviously. So I am Uncle or Dr. Odd.
I thought you were Dr. Oz.
No, but just think if in the beginning when they cast the spell, telling people that symptoms are loss of taste, loss of smell, and a slight pain in your gut. Do you know how many people would have a slight pain in their gut all the time?
Well, I got a slight pain, and I got a pain in my ass right now. It's called this kabuki virus. I didn't get to tell you, but my parents didn't want me to come over for a drive-by. They said we can meet outside. It's too cold out to meet outside. It's cold up here now. And they're on self-imposed lockdown. And I feel real bad about it.
Real bad. What can you do? I mean, the spell is powerful. That sucks.
Oh, I know. I even asked directly. I said, do you not understand what a PSYOP is? You're so smart. Do you really think everything you're being told is right? Don't you question anything?
Yeah.
We're in month 7, for God's sake. This is a long time to be... And then my buddy Randy Hillier, the independent MPP, he did an interview with the doctor, and they were talking about isolation and old people, and it's really one of the number one killers. These Satanists are just so goddamn nasty, what they're doing.
They really are. They really are. Now, will your parents respond to the logic that even during the debate, President Trump said that this has a recovery rate of 99.9%.
There's nothing I can say. I just asked them, what are you going by? When will you stop what you're doing? When will you?
Yeah.
They just said, oh, we'll know. We'll know when. I said, well, what are you listening to? What are you following? Whose advice are you following? And they just did not have an answer, actually. Did not have an answer. And I said, wow. I said, you're going to have to, are you going to die like this? Because this is not ending. This is a really
well, maybe that is the approach, is to say, look, if you guys want to self-impose your own isolated death, meaning not engaged with society or your family, if you feel that there is such a risk, if you catch this, considering there's a 99.9% survival rate, that becomes your choice.
Hello, how are you?
Self-imposed choice.
Oh, you ready to go for me? Thank you very much.
Choice. Can you hear me?
Ab, I think. Hello, hello?
Sorry, this thing doesn't work in the restroom. It must have a dent. Everywhere I go, there's more and more signage about masks and distancing, and it's crazy.
It's
ramping up. The corporations, man, they're the ones. And I just watched, I want to give thanks. I want to testify to my Christian brothers and sisters like you, because Christians are some of the best truthers. They really dig. And I just watched Amazing Grace, not to be confused with Amazing Graceful. And Amazing Grace, I just sent you that lady's YouTube.
Yeah, I started listening to it. I was like, I and then you called, so I was like 1 minute in, but she sounds great.
Yeah, but it's what she's uncovering. She's really finding the mechanisms. I love the mechanisms of the trick and the mechanisms of the corporations within the corporation. All this privatization has the downside, and now we're witnessing it. This company called Serco, which I guess is a contraction of Service Corporation. Wow. Wow. What are they doing? These guys are the mechanism for all the psyops, and it really allows the government, the public officials, to wash their hands clean because of the fact that it's a corporation doing all the nasty. They run the psyops. They are the they're men in black. She's even saying that a lot of these hospital workers, maybe the dancing nurses, all work for Serco. And maybe they're
maybe that's who we attach these liens to. I don't know if you were on that call or not, but Jason within our group has figured out a way. Once we perfect the lien, we can attach it to a corporation. It a brilliant strategy, and so maybe that's the way that. I'll check with the gang. I'll check with John Jay, if that makes sense, and Jason.
Sure. Serco's a worldwide global corporation that's been around for a long time. They've been doing this a long time. And I also, I don't even know exactly. I'm going to have to look them up. It just seems like a huge company. Security guard services, and they're in that. She was uncovering all kinds of things that they're into. They're into everything. Amazing. Yeah. Wow. They might be the Jesuits and the Jews and the Freemasons that people keep harping on, but no, maybe it's these are just private corporations. They're doing all this damage. Amazing.
Gosh. It is crazy. I mean, it almost is depressing. My wife just called me. Or texted me, you know, she delivers a product to physicians, pharmacies. Yep. So she was just denied entry into a major physician complex because they shot her in the head with the temperature thing.
Oh, and she's too hot?
It came up 100. And,
what's it supposed to be?
98.6. 98.6 or something.
Sounds like a radio station.
My wife.
Here, 98.6. The fan.
Yeah. But just think. I mean, because of this, my wife is not sick.
I know.
Who knows what, you know, it's just.
She might be ovulating, for God's sakes, if she's of age.
Yeah.
You do
absolutely
know that. A woman's temperature shoots up one whole degree for a day or so. Did you know that?
That's a great rebuttal. I'm going to tell her that. Next time that happens, say, well, I shouldn't be embarrassed by sharing this with you, but I'm ovulating right now. And you know the temperature raises by at least one degree when you're ovulating.
But that's the problem. These drones at the door, they don't know anything. They're just following orders. You'd have to go all the way up the chain of command. for the guy who ordered the drone. This is why it seems so fruitless attacking at the foot soldiers, because they know nothing. Nothing. You can't reason. Even the cops, you can't reason with them.
But you can employ some new strategies. So that's,
yeah.
As a matter of fact, that's what I'm working on right now, is this stress test.
So, yeah. No, it's fine. But I'm just letting you know that, just finding so many great content creators. We got Circo and, I learned that the technocrats, well, I've said this before, they've been around since the 1930s.
Yeah.
And they were actually banned from Canada back in the day because they were seen as a threat to the government. Isn't that funny? And I put a post on theologist.com and said, yeah, now they're in control of the government, the technocrats. Now they're using the technology that we have to accelerate this. This is amazing. So it all ties together. I had no idea that they actually threw the technocrats out. The head technocrat guy in the 30s, he went to South Africa, apparently, whatever his name was. But that was back in the day. So because history gets forgotten, people don't even know what's happening. It's already happened before, but it's amazing.
It is so ridiculous, Ab. It is so big and so demonic. And it is like a zombie disease. It's like the people out there with masks, I think you could easily consider them just to be zombies. They've been touched and they're just like, you know, walking around, and they are, and there's no remedy for them. Like with your parents, reason is not a remedy, and they're just ignorant to facts, and it is a spell. That's the only thing I can think of.
Here, you'll love this one. I just. Cruise ships being dismantled for scrap metal as the industry struggles.
Can you send me that?
Occupancy of New York City hotels crashes to 10% as permanent closures loom. Wow.
What have the hookers done? Oh my God, this is terrible.
I'm gonna send this to your email. It's an activist post email. Look for that. And it's got all these headlines in it. I think I subscribed to the activist. They sent a lot of very strange websites that cause a million pop-ups. So, just be careful with this email. I don't even know how I got on their list. But there's just, now, The Uncle Odd that you uploaded, I tried to upload last night's show, and it worked, except there's no sound. Now, so I had to delete it. I think yours has no sound as well.
It doesn't?
So, well, that's what happens when you upload directly from YouTube too close to the time it was done. So if you have the file on your end, on your hard drive, just upload it directly.
I just did this morning from YouTube. So the one I just did, Ab, I got to run. I got a guy doing something that I got to talk to.
Okay, no problem. But upload it again to the hard drive. Upload it again.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey.
I was talking with two other people. I was talking with Gaia on Discord, and then someone called me on the regular phone line, and all audios were in my ear at the same time. Imagine the confusion.
I don't even know how that's technically possible.
It just shows you how crappy phone technology is, because it's so dumb. It can't sort the audios out. They don't even cooperate. This is why I am so leery of technology. It's not that great.
It's good enough to scroll our lives.
Well, yeah. If you call in on the that line, Discord doesn't do anything. But if a phone, it seems like a phone call takes priority over everything on the phone. It takes over everything.
Wow. Wow.
Well, anyway.
Anyway. Well, I just wanted to follow up on the trespass awareness accessory that I created so that people could know to go to bake11.com/mask. And what I've done is created a one-page document, a PDF document that you can download and follow the instructions and laminate. There are two pages to this laminated card, and you basically turn them back to back, and you get some lamination paper, 8x10 sheets, from the Office Depot or wherever you get office supplies. You stick the back-to-back sheets face down, and then you sandwich another sheet on top, and then you're able to cut around it, so you now have a laminated trespass awareness accessory. So what does this do? Well, if you have the mask exemption accessory, and you go in somewhere and you show it, hopefully that gets you through without any hassle. But if it results to where it escalates to a manager, or I imagine back to my experience at the grocery store I went to. I don't know why I'm having a mental block. Anyway, it's going to the farmer's market. You know what I'm talking about, Ev? God, why am I having a infarct? Anyway, if they refuse service and they say anything related to, well, we don't have to serve you because this is private property, then that's where the trespass awareness accessory comes out, and it has everything you need to navigate through that interaction. Even if, and you kind of hope it happens, that the sheriff is called. You should actually ask for them to call the sheriff. And on one side... What's that? Yeah, Barney Pipe.
Oh, Barney.
On one side, it is basically the highlights, but on the back is a more detailed paragraph that you can literally read to the arriving sheriff, because you are violating no crime. They need to cite the law for you to be in violation, and not wearing a mask is not a violation. And it doesn't matter if they are a private company, they provide public accommodation, which has its own set of rules.
Yeah.
So since you are not harassing anyone or causing any kind of
disturbance,
you're not disturbance. You're simply shopping wearing a mask, without a mask, which is what you've always done. There is no law that you are breaking, so they cannot arrest you. And if they do, you are informing them that that is false arrest.
Right.
And you are documenting this for litigation purposes. This is what needs to happen. So anyway, people are armed and dangerous. Fake11.com/mask. You're going to continue to find a collection of goodies. These are tools that we hope you find helpful, and it is our small way of assisting the battle against the Druid Babylonian bastards.
You got right, Pontiac.
That's the infomercial from Uncle Odd.
Good. As the I don't know if we talked earlier about this exact topic, but I went on to Twitter today and clicked search, and that brings up the trends page instead of your regular feed. And I saw trending in Canada, the Great Reset. And I thought, wow, why is the Great Reset trending? They're not exactly promoting that, because my parents, who watch the mainstream media, have never heard of the Great Reset up until last week.
Okay.
And they're my gauge for what's happening with everybody outside of my community.
Fair.
Anyway, when I went to the search results to see the words trending, it was almost all negative, and it was almost all about the international version of Time magazine. For those new to magazines, magazines are these glossy 8x10 things that are bound together, and people used to get them at the newsstand, or they got delivered to your house, your mailbox. You get them once a week, once a month, once a year. I like the one with the naked women with staples in the middle. But Time magazine, for anyone who, I guess it's relevant, it's not really relevant, but anyhow, they devoted their international edition to Mr. Evil himself, Klaus Schwab, and the whole thing is about the Great Reset. So then I got to thinking, why all of a sudden are they marketing the hell out of the Great Reset? Well, it was never a secret, but they weren't marketing it very as much.
Right.
And my guess is they are now throwing, to use a football term, a Hail Mary, because I think they think that the public is ready to receive the marketing full blast, and that's what's happening. I believe it started today or yesterday. And they think that the people have been primed, they've been softened up enough that they're going to demand this wonderful utopian economic vision of the technocrat himself, Dr. Klaus Schwab, and we're not talking Santa Claus.
Wow. I don't know, Ab. It's like, I do not know. This is really, really interesting.
I think Joe Biden has completely aligned himself with the Great Reset. I think he's piled on. I think he's going to market for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's not piling on. Somebody just has their hand up his ass, and he's like a puppet. So
yeah, I know, but that's the Hail Mary that the Democratic Party, I'm guessing, they've decided to just bring this thing out of the closet and put it in front of the Americans.
All it is climate change renamed. It's Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. It's all
I know
that,
but what do you use to soften up meat before you cook it?
You smash the shit out of it.
Okay, well, don't you think that's what they did with the coronavirus hammer?
It could be.
They smashed the shit out of the American public.
However, they have, I'm telling you, man, The more, I kind of blindly went along with this notice of liability, but now that I see the final product and I understand how it works and how powerful it is, the fact that we are going to get a non-response, which is then going to put them in default, and it's going to allow us to attach a lien to their bonds, to their properties, to their personal net worth, we can then assign that default to another company, which you gave me a great idea that I've vetted with the group, Servco. And thank you for making me aware of this.
Servco, yeah.
Everyone should go research Servco, because these guys are like...
I think it's Servco, S-E-R-C-O. Yeah. I don't think there's a V as in Victor
in
there.
I'm sorry, you're absolutely right. Servco, thank you. But Servco, if you take a look at the Great Reset and you see the spider web as you drill down, just imagine Servco being a similar platform to that COVID platform where you can drill down. And each time you drill down another layer, it's another Serco company. I bet you are all literally attached to everything that is in that, the Great Reset spider web. I bet you, I bet you $100.
Well, they're so insidious. It's the alien that's in the unwilling host, which is all these countries, Britain, England, Canada, the United States. I understand, I think this lady was exposing the fact that the NHS health workers were actually working for Serco.
Somebody's paying them. Yeah.
Well, no, you're paying, the government is, the taxpayers are paying Serco to work in the hospitals to, I don't know what function, maybe management, maybe they're nurses, maybe they're just in consultation mode, but they are inside all these government, so-called government enterprises, and they're the ones that are executing the greatest hope in our lives. They're the ones that are in all these positions of power that are working. They're the army within.
Well, that's why, since they are so monumentally huge, that's why I want to attach the defaulted liens to them as a company. And I'm going to, on Thursday evening, I'm having a show with one of the team members who discovered this kind of loophole, along with John Jay. So Jason and John and I are going to talk this through. It's going to be a fascinating, fascinating show. So people need to go to Uncle Odd 2 and subscribe to Uncle Odd 2. And please, t.me/UncleOddDiscussion. If anybody wants to keep up with all of this stuff, make sure you subscribe there, because no matter where they deplatform me or us, at least we're going to, like a whack-a-mole, we'll be able to pop up elsewhere, and that's the most efficient way for me to be able to let people. And then, of course,
well, let me tell you to use these URLs. Tell everyone fake11.com/UncleOdd. That's your YouTube channel.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're going to get them searching forever for stuff that they might not find easily. But fake11.com/UncleOdd, that's your YouTube channel.
Okay,
and
awesome.
And t.me/UncleOdd, that is your Telegram.
Yeah, but I don't want people subscribing to my Telegram. I want them to subscribe to the discussion.
Okay, but it's just an easier,
it's an easier
word to state though. And also that's where you broadcast your messages. If they look at the discussion group, if everyone is allowed to start chatting, if they go to the, I consider t.me/UncleOdd your main Telegram channel, and from there they can easily get over to the discussion because they are linked.
Okay, so people need to subscribe to my Uncle Odd channel on.
It's just easier because then you are the main broadcaster on Uncle Odd, t.me/UncleOdd, and they can comment on every one of your broadcasts like a blog. And if they want to start their own discussion, like forum, there is an icon for chatting that'll take them automatically to the discussion area where they can start own ideas. Yeah, yes.
Is that already
they're
set
linked.
Up?
Yeah, it's automatic because they're linked. They're linked.
You're the man. You're the man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you want them really just to go to your main Uncle Odd thing, and they can search for Uncle Odd on Telegram, and that's where you broadcast. They can make a comment on every one of your broadcasts, or they can go to the discussion, separate discussion Telegram.
That's helpful. Thank you for clearing that up, because I was confused on that. So, hey, I also secured the URL for a website one day, uncleodd.me. So that's kind of fun.
Well, yeah, you should definitely use that then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just need to figure out how to. I don't know, man. I got so much shit going on. It's overwhelming. But
well, you yourself can forward that easy URL to wherever you want. You can forward it to your YouTube channel. You can forward it to your Telegram. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, cool. Hey, I just got an email from my sister. Something's going on with my dad, so.
Uh-oh. Well, good luck.
Life. All right, bud. Thanks.
I'm reading the end of it, and that's all, folks.